You are there, Atlanta Constitution, June 18, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Two new witnesses sought by officers. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, June 18, 1913. Former girl employee and a mechanic may testify against Frank. Two new witnesses may be used by the state in the prosecution of Leo Frank when his trial is held on June 30th. Chief Lanford is investigating the reported statement of a young girl living near Roswell and of a mechanic who resides near East Point. The former, a lass of 17, is said to have been employed in the pencil factory 2 years ago. For the past year or more, she has been living with her parents at their home just outside Roswell. The nature of the statements she is alleged to have made is being kept secret by the detectives. It is hinted, however, that in case she is placed on the stand, her testimony will deal with the character of the superintendent. The testimony of the East Point mechanic is said to relate to the girl's story, and in the event he is used by the prosecution, his testimony will be for the purpose of corroborating that of the girl. The departure of attorney Frank A. Hooper, who has been associated with Solicitor General Dorsey in the prosecution of the Fagan case, adds interest to the mystery. Mr. Hooper, it is said at his home, has gone to Indianapolis. His family declare his trip has no connection whatever with the Fagan case. Solicitor Dorsey announced before leaving that he was going to Atlantic City to spend several days vacation. He said that he would have nothing to do with the Fagan case while away. He left at 2:45 Saturday afternoon, accompanied by Mrs. Dorsey. Much speculation has also been created by a trip on which Colonel T.B. Felder embarked Sunday afternoon, less than 24 hours after the solicitor's departure. Mr. Felder says he goes to Cincinnati on business entirely foreign with the Fagan investigation or the dictograph charges.